Good morning. Hey, Mark here, and just want to have a big shout out to all you prayer warriors out there. You are just doing amazing in your prayers for others in Thanksgiving and also your own needs. And so I just want to continue to encourage all of us who are praying. And we get to talk a little bit more about that this morning. But first, let's go to just God in prayer and just ask for wisdom and guidance. And dear Lord, just thank you for this day. Thank you for this moment. That you can just inspire us, open our hearts, fill it with your love, with your praise, that we could sing to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey there, prayer warriors. We've got some challenging times here. You know, for some of you, you know, yesterday was challenging, you know, whether it's at work or family, in our communities or ourselves. Today, you may have some of those challenges, even tomorrow and the days to come. But what I want to do is just, you know, just encourage everybody here just to keep up those prayers. Offer up those prayers individually. Find a prayer buddy. You know, just find that quiet time every day that you can pray and just study God's Word. And today we get to talk about something really exciting, and that's just prayer and praise. I mean, very biblical. And the Bible, our Bible, God's Word is just replete with just amazing instances of like that. And so if you've got your Bible here today, or if you have a Bible app, I just encourage you to open it to three different places today. And the very first one's going to be James 5:13. James 5:13. So here is James. You know, remember, Jesus, you know, died for us in the early 30 AD, you know, 32, 33 AD. And James and Peter were kind of the leaders in Jerusalem. We read a lot about Paul and Silas and Barnabas, and they were outside. They were with the Gentiles, you know, and Peter and James, they were kind of the head of the church there in Jerusalem. So just amazing things that they were doing. And you know, as they say that James was the brother, this half-brother of Jesus. And so he gets it, and although he wasn't one of the original 12 apostles, he was that leader, and you know what, you had the Romans in there in Jerusalem, and they were just so hard on the Jews there, and they were you know, eventually in 70 AD they tore down Jerusalem and rebuilt the place once again. And there in about 68-69 AD, James writes this verse. There in James 5:13. So he's got all this stuff going on and the persecution. And he says, is anyone among you suffering? Are you suffering? He said, let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. So pray and sing. And so with all this persecution and all this mayhem and chaos going on around him, pray and sing. And then I encourage you to just kind of flip over real quick to 1 Corinthians 14:15. 1 Corinthians 14:15. And so here is Paul, you know, writing to the church at Corinth. And what he says is you know, he's talking about, you know, remember 1 Corinthians 13 is all about love. And here he just continues in 14. He said, I will pray with the Spirit, and I will also pray with the understanding. So, I mean, he's one of those prayer warriors that we ought to just be like. And he said, and I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with the understanding. So once again here, it's praying and singing. Just an amazing opportunity for us to, you know, kind of take heed of that. And then the last verse we're going to take a real quick look at is Acts 16:25. So here's Paul and Silas. They're 1,200 miles away from Jerusalem. I mean, they're out there with the Gentiles, and they're in this town of Philippi, and there's a young woman who is being used. She's possessed, demon-possessed, and the local business guys, they've got a gig going here that she's a fortune teller, so they're making money off of this young possessed woman. And Paul and Silas finally get tired of this and say, you know, in the name of Jesus, you know, be healed. And so she was healed, but all of the local guys, you know, suddenly they're out a couple of bucks every week from or denarii or whatever we're talking about in those days, and he kind of ruined their little secondary income going there. And so they tossed Paul and Silas in jail. And in the jails in those times, not like Andy of Mayberry we see, it is truly, you know, a hole in the ground underneath a building, and that's where the jails were. You had to have friends bring you in food and water. They were starving. And here's what happened. You know, so they're in this dungeon, and they're in verse 25, 16, 25 in the book of Acts. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to him. So here they've got this horrible situation, this horrible environment that they're in, and what are they doing? They're praying and singing, praying and singing. So I encourage you in everything we do, pray and sing praises. And I've just got a couple of examples. You know, here we are this time of the year, this part of the season. You know, I think all of our New Year's resolutions here in the next couple of months are going to be, let's forget about 2021. Let's focus on 2022 moving forward. And so we really have a lot of things to be thankful for. And one of the groups, the genre in music that really sings a lot about prayer and praise that we can kind of relate to and listen to on our radios wherever we're out is country western. And it's kind of funny, you know, I was thumbing through some of those songs that country western singers sing about, and they're just so amazing. And here's just a couple of short verses that people we know and we hear in many places, what they say. And here's Brad Paisley and our old favorite Dolly Parton, and they sing about, "But when I get where I'm going and see my Maker's face, I'll stand forever in the light of His amazing grace." And so, you know, they're singing up, you know, praises to Him. And how about Three Wooden Crosses by Randy Travis? The Family Bible, George Jones, just an old favorite of mine. "This old world of ours is full of troubles, but this world would, oh, so better be if we'd find more Bibles on the table and mothers singing Rock of Ages, Cleft for Me." So here's Randy Travis and George Jones and Dolly Parton singing. The one that was kind of on the pop side and on the country western side, Carrie Underwood, "Jesus Take the Wheel. Jesus Take the Wheel, take it from my hands, because I can't do this on my own." So it's a prayer and it's a song. "I'm letting go, so give me one more chance to save me from this road I'm on. Jesus, take the wheel." And really, I'm going to just share one more kind of a heartfelt song with you. And this one's by Reba McEntire, and it's called Say a Prayer. And so it's she's singing and praying. And this is really a great example of what we need to be doing, you and I need to be doing. And it starts off, "It's on His face, it's in His eyes, all alone under a mission sign, it says, Jesus saves. It's in the tears of a broken home, it's all uphill when love is gone, and you're all out of faith. Well, listen, can you hear Him? Say a prayer for me when you're down on your knees tonight. Say a prayer for me when you're down on your knees. It's in the dirt on a farmer's hand. His blood and sweat are in that plant. Sure could use a little rain. Down every road in every town. All is lost, all is found. To Him we're all the same. Oh, everybody needs one. Say a prayer for me when you're down on your knees tonight." The last two lines in this are, "Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so." So we just have prayer and praise. And so I encourage you all this week, sing. Sing louder. Turn up that radio. Pray. open God's Word, come to church, and sing louder. Have an amazing week.